In his 83 years on this planet, Ford Lund has seen plenty. He's been all across the world and accomplished so much. But his nerves are at an all-time high.
Oh, yeah. Butterflies. There's butterflies. Yesterday, when I woke up before I even caught the plane to come here.
Growing up in the 1930s, the city of Duluth was the home for Lund during the Great Depression. An orphan, he found himself living on the streets. 20 years later, he was putting his life on the line by defending his country in the Korean War. But he did more than fight for his country. He sacrificed so much. While in combat, Ford crossed the front lines and brought back two wounded Greek soldiers who had been hit with mortar shells. He was recognized with a letter of commendation for bravery and is one of just two American soldiers who were able to wear a Greek Army badge on their uniform.
We were under fire at the time, so we didn't get to think. At the time, I didn't realize it, but they were really grateful once. But I didn't get to see him for a while after the incident. And then when I did see him, it was an entirely different story than what I thought.
Just as a person, he does the same thing, you know? I mean, he'll do anything for anybody. That's all you have to do is ask him. And I'm sure that's the way it was in the service, too, you know? But that don't surprise me, of knowing my dad, you know? It doesn't surprise me. I mean, he'd give his life for somebody else's.
A hero to this country who has done so much and been in so many dangerous situations wouldn't be nervous. Unless he is meeting his favorite team.
That's our team. That's it. Period. There's no other teams. What's your second favorite team? I don't have a second favorite team. It's Vikings or nothing.
Ford and his family can be found at one spot each Sunday. They're always there following the purple and have been watching every year since 1961. But they've never been able to see them in person due to financial and health issues. The family has always wanted to cheer on the team in the stands, but haven't had the means. Not only did the Vikings bring them to a game, they were surprised as honorary guests at the Saturday morning practice.
Want to break us down?
Yeah! Vikings!
Having the opportunity to meet the players he watches every Sunday was enough to make this 83-year-old nervous. But the experience was something he will never forget.
Just awesome. And they're so regular guys.
Oh, man, it's been totally awesome. I started crying down on the field because of my dad, you know. He's just so much for him right now.
On Sunday, Ford and his son Tim were inside TCF Bank Stadium for their first ever Vikings game. After 54 years watching them on TV, it was well worth the wait. Ford Lund is an American hero, a father, and a lifelong Vikings fan. He's done so much for this country and put his life on the line to defend the red, white, and blue. He's seen and been through plenty in life, but nothing will ever replace this weekend with the Minnesota Vikings.
We've watched the Vikings for years and years and years and years, and to actually come here and to do this, and especially this way, you know, not just to go to a game and, you know, and all that stuff, but to meet everybody, this is great. This is more than what we could ask for.